relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear the wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
One of the biggest cheers last night at Mar-a-Lago, where the president did what we told you he was going to do, announce his candidacy for the presidency once more in 2024. I was there. I was invited to go back. We were there last week with Mr. G to watch the midterm election results roll in. It was very different yesterday. Last week, maybe a couple of hundred people waiting to see the president eat the little pigs in a blanket and the coconut shrimp. Yesterday, no food, but about 1,000 people in the ballroom. And the media, I was down there. It was absolutely incredible, electric. One of his best speeches. We have multiple cuts for you. Standing ovations for moments like that. America reborn. Celebration in the pride of our nation. When Melania came on stage at the end, it was quite an event. But I want to share with you my thoughts that I've been cogitating on the way down and on the way back. I wrote a long piece. It hasn't been published anywhere yet, but you're the most important part of what I do here every day, so I want to share it with you. Put the last 8 days into perspective. So let's start with what happened last week. Where did the red wave disappear? First thing we have to notice, the experts were wrong. Even the Democrats were worried. You remember the cut we played you of Nancy Pelosi with Andrea Mitchell, and Andrea Mitchell raises this polling from the New York Times that the Democrats are going to get trounced last Tuesday, and Pelosi says, oh, no, it's not happening. We're going to do fine. Even the left believed the pollsters. So from now on, let's just ban the word experts from our vocabulary, because there aren't any when it comes to polling and to many other things. Why? Well, for many reasons. Robert Cahaley on this show has discussed the concept of submerged voters, people who simply will not tell a pollster how they're voting, especially in the age of cancel culture. If you're a Trump supporter, why would you tell a pollster who you vote for? And then on top of that, in an age of early voting, the models just don't work when you have 50 days of voting in states like Pennsylvania. Half of the state have voted before even the first debate, and they're not going to be reflected in your polls. So, number one, ignore the experts. Second, and I don't know if it's Mark Levin, we played Jesse Waters on the show, who used the phrase, the GOP has to understand this reality. We don't need to win elections anymore. I've coined the term the anti-election. Last Tuesday was the anti-election. It wasn't an election, because an election is what? You listen to the candidates, and then you go to the polling station, and in the little booth, mark off who you think would be the better senator, congressman, governor, what have you, and then you put your vote into the box or into the scanner. We don't do that anymore. And I know Republicans and conservatives like to have chain of custody, and we like to go to the polling station, make our mark on the ballot, not mail it off, not give it to a ballot harvester, but put it in the box ourselves. But that's all gone. That's ancient history. Thanks to COVID, thanks to Nancy, thanks to the likes of Mark Elias, who rigged the last election, we have states that have weeks and weeks and weeks of voting, that permit ballot harvesting, that go to old people's homes and collect hundreds of ballots at any one time. So the phrase that I think Levin or somebody else came up with is that it's not about votes anymore. It's about ballots. And we must internalize that. We need to win that fight. Not elections. We have to win the ballot collection exercise, which means organization. And can we just put blame where blame is due right now? People are trying to blame President Trump for last Tuesday. Since when is it a former president's duty to run Senate or House elections or gubernatorial elections? Since when is it his job to apportion PAC funding to candidates? He has a PAC, and he can give money to candidates if he likes, and he can campaign on their behalf, and he has campaigned so many times over the last year for people he likes. But that's because he likes them. Guess who's responsible for congressional elections and Senate elections? Oh, it's the RNC. Oh, it's Mitch McConnell. Oh, it's Kevin McCarthy. Now, McCarthy can say, yeah, I got Nancy fired. Not by much, but let's give Kevin his due. Why 31 congressmen voted against him last night as we were in Mar-a-Lago for Speaker of the House is interesting, and we're going to have a congressman on the show in the second hour to unpack that for us. But who decides about candidates and about funding for Senate races? It's Mitch McConnell. Who is meant to organize congressional elections, get lawyers ready to do battle in court if something suspicious happens? Oh, and who's responsible for making sure that the polling stations have the requisite number of printer cartridges on election day like they didn't have in Arizona? Yes, that's you, Rona Romney McDaniel. So let's apportion blame where it is meant to be apportioned. As for the alleged tensions between the governor of Florida and my old boss, President Trump, it's a pseudo-war. There is no war between them. And let's be clear. Ron DeSantis wouldn't be governor without President Trump. He was losing until he asked for President Trump's assistance. And Ron DeSantis, who's been a great governor in Florida, has been great because he's taken the MAGA model, the America First, Make America Great Again model, and shrunk it down to the Florida state level. Get government out of the way. Take on the media head first. Ban CRT. It's all Trumpian. And now you want to jettison the person who built the model? I don't know. Ron DeSantis may be a good president. I have no idea. Why? Because he's never been a president. Guess what? Donald Trump has been a president. Doesn't matter what area you choose, the economy, national security, the border. He's demonstrated it. $2 a gallon gas, 1.8% inflation, lowest unemployment since the 1960s, ISIS crush, the border closed down. That's on the record. Ron hasn't done that. But he could learn. He could be a member of a Trump cabinet. He could even maybe learn about foreign policy in a Trump cabinet, or maybe even be the attorney general. The bottom line is, they want you to believe there is a war inside the GOP. President Trump didn't even mention Ron yesterday. He congratulated Florida, which is great. But Ron, I've got a message for you. Don't let yourself be used by the Rhino and Republican establishment as a weapon. Work together, because those two names... Oh, and what if we cleaned up our elections across America? I could think of somebody who'd be a great candidate for that. How about Carrie Lake? I'm going to text her that idea. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We've only done the number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Call us. Sound off. Make sure you don't miss our very special one-on-one this afternoon. Subscribe. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Write us a five-star review. Share the links. And check out the new merchandise. Ooh, I have to announce it. We have some brand new merchandise, all made in America. Go to sebgorkastore.com to celebrate the president's announcement. SEBGORKA store.com.
It's a job for every aspiring young person and every hard-working parent, for every entrepreneur and underappreciated police officer who is ready to shout for safety in America. The police are being treated so badly. These are great people. They can straighten out the crime. They're the ones that know how to do it. We have to give them back their respect and their dignity. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign all together.
Another massive cheer from the room last night in Mar-a-Lago when the president said, it's really not about me. This isn't my campaign that I'm launching tonight. It's about you. Yeah, it's about our nation and the survival of our nation. Dear friends, if you have one, I see the call board is lighting up. If you want to sound off your reaction to last night's announcement, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please, if you're calling on a cell phone, please tell me it's not linked to one of the big cell phone providers, because they're not on your side. They're woke. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America that shares your values, that even backed conservative candidates in the Texas school board races, driving the left insane. Don't fund those who hate America. This company has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believe in: the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, special discounts for veterans and first responders. Use my name for free activation. They have the same nationwide network as the big guys, but they're on your side. Call today, 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Don't fund the wrong people. 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. On Sunday night, Newsmax premiered an amazing documentary. I'd been interviewed for it here in the studio by Jack Smith and Mandy Del Rio, and I had no idea what it was going to be like, but my gosh, was it powerful. It's called Shame of a Nation, and it's about the fate of those who have been targeted after January 6th. And perhaps the most powerful interview of all is with the lady who's now gracing us with her presence. Her name is Jeri Perner, and her nephew was embroiled in the events of January the 6th, and I welcome her to our show today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Ms. Perner, would you talk about Matthew, your nephew, what he was accused of doing, the original charge that was raised against him, and then how it was elevated by the Department of Justice?
Well, originally Matt was charged with misdemeanors, you know, the regular misdemeanors that all the J6ers have been charged with, trespassing, disorderly contact or conduct, parading. And it seemed like that was just going to be a slap on the wrist and that was going to be the end of it. And then a couple weeks after that, that's when the DOJ came back and they charged 240 J6ers with the felony charge of obstruction of Congress. And we had video evidence showing that Matt was not in the building during the session. It was after, it was about 48 minutes after it had already adjourned.
So there was nothing going on in Congress that he could have interrupted anyway.
Exactly. And that was my point. And his attorney shot it down and said, nope, it won't matter. They're not going to even look at that. And they didn't.
Now, this is a young man who was working abroad. He was helping other people, found out his mother was sick with cancer, came home to minister to her. Lovely young man. Let's put Matthew's picture up again, Eric. And then what happened? They had these terrorist enhancements as well. They were threatening him with. They wanted him to do a plea deal. Tell us what happened to your nephew as the Department of Justice started to ratchet their manufactured case against him higher and higher.
Well, he had an attorney that he had hired, and they tried having, you know, they tried several times to get the felony charge dropped, considering that Matthew had never even had a parking ticket prior to this. He was 37 years old and never committed any type of crime whatsoever. He was hardworking, you know, he made a good living. He did travel abroad. He came home when his mom was sick with leukemia to help take care of her, and she inevitably died due to a hospital error. And Matt decided to stay in Pennsylvania and support his dad through this grief and make a life for himself there. And when they came back with the felony charge, Matt grew increasingly anxious, and his hearings were constantly postponed and delayed. It added to his anxiety, something awful. And when it got down to the point where they realized that the DOJ simply was not going to offer him a deal of any kind, he told his attorney that for his mental health, he just needed this to be over with as quickly as possible. So his attorney encouraged him to plead guilty, which was not something I was in agreement with. But Matt was just deteriorating in front of us. And so he pled guilty on December 21st, and his hearing for sentencing was going to be on the anniversary of his mother's death, which I don't believe was a coincidence. And Matt had a very bad feeling about it, and his attorney confirmed his feelings when he told him that the DOJ was trying to add a sentencing enhancement of terrorism, which would have taken his 6 to 12 month expected sentence to 5 to 6 years in a federal prison. And the 3 days before he was to meet with his attorney, Matt hung himself in his garage.
I want everyone listening right now to keep this man in your prayers, the souls of Matthew Perna and those who have lost their lives since January the 6th, or on January 6th, like Ashley Babbitt. And I want you to write something down for me, rememberingmattperna.com. Go there right now. Let's celebrate this man. Let's support the memory of this individual who is one of the true victims of January 6th, not some putative assault on democracy, but a young man who needn't, who shouldn't have died, who was politically persecuted, who was targeted, who was arraigned for a terrorist enhancement of his misdemeanor charge and his obstruction of justice charge on the anniversary of his mother's death. I want to thank you, Miss Perna, Jerry Perna, for appearing in our friend's documentary and for putting your face to this story that Matthew can no longer tell. You are a courageous woman. I want to thank you. And please, everybody right now, write this down. Remembering Matt Perner, PERNA.com. We have political prisoners in America right now, and we have people who have been killed by this regime for political purposes. Matthew Perner is one of those victims. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I want you to sound off on the news of the day, your reactions to that story, yesterday's news as well. The number is 833-33-GORKA.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
I should have asked the president for another liner yesterday. Jeff, can you work out, can you write down or just text me some liners that I can keep on my phone so when I see the boss, I can just, like, ask him to record them on my iPhone?
That's a good idea.
Don't you think? I should have him, like, ready to roll, like, you know, when we're saying hi to him. You could have done it. You saw him last week. He came up and shook your hand, didn't he?
I wasn't thinking of that then.
What? Mr. G, well, is there a moment when you're not thinking about our show?
It was a little loud in there to be able to
was,
get a good liner.
It was. All right, we're going to get to your calls in a second. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But first things first, Mike Lindell, he's a great friend of the president's. He was there last night. I saw him the second I came in. He was up on the media podium giving an interview. We love him because he's a fighter. The left hates him, and the government hates him, targeted by the FBI. Support this man and get a good night's sleep. Over 150 amazing items at MyPillow.com. Why aren't we rolling the image of his website? What are we waiting for? Christmas? I don't know. The pillow that never gets hot and never loses shape. The pet beds, the mattress toppers, the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, the sheepskin-lined slippers. Everything is just superb. You got some BOGO offers. Use my name and you'll get 66% off, or up to 66% off. You can call them at 800-829-8468 or just go to mypillow.com. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right, let's go to your calls. Brent in Arkansas, line one.
Yes, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
The reason I'm... Hello?
Yes, you're up.
The reason I'm calling you is you're a truth teller. So I have one question. Other than purposes of cheating, why can Florida, with 21.5 million people, get their election results in a day, whereas Colorado with 5.8, yeah. Arizona with 7.3 million, and Nevada with 3.1 million take over a week? Can you give me an answer on that?
I can. Some people think I've been bashing Ron DeSantis of late. That is incorrect, and I will prove it right now. Because Ron DeSantis saw what happened in 2020, and he came in. He was elected governor with the help of my former boss, President Trump, and he cleaned up Florida. Florida doesn't have any of the shenanigans, the post-dated, post-marked, the election harvesting, the drop boxes. It's because one man got some lawyers, got a team together, built it, and fixed it. That's why, Brent.
Okay, how can we get the situation straightened out in the states that are obviously not counting the mail-in ballots or the absentee ballots until after everybody else has voted, so they don't know how much to cheat? How do we stop that?
So it's what I said in my monologue, I believe. So where we can change it, where we have a GOP with the requisite testicular fortitude, we fix it. We ban all of this garbage, the 50 days of voting in Pennsylvania, all of these drop box issues, the privatization of elections. Where we have a strong GOP that can fix it, where we hold the state house, the legislature, we bring new legislation. In those states where we can't, where the Dems or the Rhinos are too weak, we fix it on the ground. We, sadly, and as a conservative, it pains me to say this, Brent, we have to out-harvest the bad guys. It's that simple.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Gork. I appreciate your answer.
Absolutely. God bless. Thank you, Brent in Arkansas. Let's go to Minneapolis, line two. Darren, welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Simon.
Good.
Well, I wanted to call in regarding, you had said, you know, what was the emotion from last night with Trump announcing him his running for 2024. One, I thought he probably would do that anyway.
Yeah.
But incredibly ecstatic. I think, one, I agree with you 100%. If ballot harvesting is out there, make use of it to whatever extent we have to. Anybody has to. And two, whatever this ridiculous feud the media is trying to make between Trump and DeSantis, one, I think the two of them should get together, form an alliance. DeSantis should run with Trump, unbeatable, and then DeSantis can take 28 and 32. That would be my dream come true.
And there's a beautiful way they can demonstrate it right now and just, you know, pop that balloon of the fake news feud between them if they together. Could you imagine what would happen, Darren, if they together on the same platform campaign for Herschel Walker in Georgia? My gosh, what an incredible ticket. Guys, are you listening? Hey, Mar-a-Lago. Hey, Florida, pay attention, Governor's Mansion. Go to Georgia with President Trump, and you would be an unbeatable ticket because we need that extra seat in the Senate. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The number here, 833-33-GORKA, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's incredible story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. What have you got to lose? Well, except for the pain. Call today, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
For the first time in memory, China was reeling and back on its heels. You've never seen that before because the United States was outdoing them on every single front, and China was paying billions and billions of dollars in taxes and tariffs. The farmers know that because they got $28 billion of it. No president had ever sought or received $1 for our country from China until I came along. And we were getting hundreds of billions of dollars. Many people think that because of this, China played a very active role in the 2020 election. Just saying. Sure, that didn't happen.
Got a few chuckles last night when the president said, China, could they be messing in our elections? Well, I think mailing out 80 million ballots because of the Wu flu, COVID, is, of course, a factor. Dear friends, thank you for your kind comments, especially at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Everybody was saying, is that you, Dr. G? Yes, it's me! 42 pounds lighter, thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas, an amazing diet, myphdweightloss.com. It's simple. You eat 5 times a day, but it helps you burn the fat. No stupid calorie counting. I feel great. My wife feels amazing. She lost 36 pounds. Mike Gallagher lost 50. Well, he had more to lose. Find out for yourself. Call the amazing team at 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. So how did the media react to the hour-long speech yesterday? I was in the room listening to it. Strange representations in the mainstream media. Let's ask a guy who has nothing to do with the MSM anymore because he believes in real journalism. our good friend from justthenews.com, the founder, the editor-in-chief, John Solomon. John, did you watch the whole speech?
I did indeed. I was sitting here with our team as we were covering it, and I really got to watch every bit of it, yeah.
So do you agree with Post and CNN that it was a low-energy speech?
No, listen, I think he wanted to strike a presidential tone. We're all after a lot of the emotion of the election. I think he wanted to say, hey, the Donald Trump that's cerebral, the Donald Trump that's policy-oriented, the Donald Trump that's fighting for you, the Donald Trump that has policy solutions, not rhetoric, doesn't hide in his basement, is this guy. And so let's have an honest living room conversation. And I think the tone was exactly what the living room conversation is. I mean, they get mad when Donald Trump's energetic and angry, and they get mad when he's not energetic and angry because they act like the DNC opposition research field. I'll tell you something amazing I was doing last night. I did this kind of for my own edification. When I used to be an AP Wire reporter and we'd watch a debate or we'd watch a thing, we'd have the opposition research departments of the RNC and the DNC, and we'd be looking at them to just see what the spin was on each moment in the debate. And that was just a good way to get both sides, get a 360 view. Last night I was watching the New York Times running coverage of the debate, and I swear to God, it looked just like the DNC's opposition research feed. It just had one silly, crazy, stupid thing after another. And if you're an average reader and you're watching it, you're like, oh my God, they're not even watching this. They had something they pre-wrote, and they're just putting it out now. The New York Times, the CNNs of the world, they don't realize what they look like now to everyday Americans. You don't even have to like Donald Trump to appreciate that the New York Times yesterday was running a political party, not a political coverage. And I think that's what frustrates Americans. It's why the mainstream media has become so less relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we have things like justthenews.com, guys. You go to bookmark it. You go to follow this man, Jay Solomon Reports, and catch him every night, 6 p.m. on Real America's Voice. John, you did something a little bit different at the weekend, and you sent me a link to an article you wrote about the Gipper effect or the Gipper strategy for conservatism in America. Talk to us about why you felt you had to write that and what your message was.
Yeah. So I watched the coverage in the days after the election, and it seemed like the instant reaction among conservatives and Republicans, and quite frankly, even some Democrats, was skewed from the facts. It was driven out of emotion and not out of what the actual reporting that I was seeing was going on. So I went around and I interviewed 30 people. Some were Democrats, some were independents, some were conservatives. All of them are strategists, right? Their job is to help people win elections or to message political messaging. I said, I think the reaction to what went on in this election is disconnected to the facts, right? There's facts and then there's people interpreting it and they're missing each other. And to a T, they're like, you're 100% right, John. The Republicans won the popular vote. The Republicans brought more Latinos and African-Americans over than they had ever done before. The Republicans won the married man vote. The Republicans won the unmarried man vote. The Republicans won the married woman vote. They lost the unmarried woman by 70%, yes. And they lost the under 35 vote. And so it isn't gloom and doom. It's the dials need to be adjusted. And after I took all the feedback, I realized that's exactly what Ronald Reagan did after he lost the convention in 1976 to Gerald Ford. Everybody thought he was going to win it. He lost the process, right? He got beaten by the process. By the way, Paul Manafort, who would later go work for Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump, he was helping Ford win the convention. He understood the process better than Reagan's people. They got beat. Everybody said to Ronald Reagan, nice try. You had two governor runs, two presidential runs. You're done. No one's going to be talking about a 69-year-old candidate. And he said, I beg to differ. And he sat down and he studied and he realized, I wasn't losing by a lot. I adjust the dial here. I adjust the dial here. I consider something unthinkable, like George Bush and I could potentially run together
right. And
sew the party together. So I took the Gipper strategy of 1976-77, applied it to today, and then gave the advice that these 30 people gave me. And they came up with six ideas that Donald Trump, for the Republican Party to adjust. And by the way, some of the Democrats have some good ideas of how the Republicans can win, starting with, you got to play the absentee ballot game. If it's legal, you can't unilaterally
send it. That was what my monologue was on today, exactly on that issue. All right, we've got less than a minute left. I'm going to repost that Gipper strategy article. Sure. But you had a very ironic piece of news concerning Obama and George W. Bush. Would you share this thing with us that sounds like it's an SNL skit?
It is. It's ripped out of SNL. SNL will probably do it this weekend. George Bush gave us the fake NWMD story. Barack Obama gave us the fake Fast and Furious and Russia collusion story. And he gave us the collusion story after being warned it wasn't true. Now they want to be the arbiters of disinformation. They're joining the Joe Biden disinformation army. They're having disinformation conferences this week. It's hysterical to think the two presidents who had their own problems with truth now suddenly think they can get on the disinformation bandwagon. It's bad for speech. It's bad for Republicans. It's bad for Democrats. But they're doing it anyways.
Wow, he's such a pro. He actually brought it in. Exactly hit the post. What a pro. That's why you need to read his book as well. It's Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies that Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. He's John Solomon. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next. And read his article, The Gipper Strategy. We're tweeting it out right now. I am Sebastian Gorka coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now. Me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3.5 years later. That's just crazy. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out. It's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
You know you want it after last night. We're so excited on the plane home. We were designing it. Randy's made it available already. It is the MAGA Returns t-shirts and sweatshirts in that kind of Star Warsy font. And what's on the back? President Trump, fist raised. Trump 2024. MAGA is back. Get yours today. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. Let's go to your calls. Jerry in New Jersey, line one.
Seb, I was originally, but I've been busy, you know, trying to make, you know, going on. I'm self-employed. So
we've missed you, Jerry. We've missed you.
Well, I'm going to give you four quick things the Republicans should do. First, you got to start by getting rid of McDaniel and also McConnell. They should have been McConnell. They should have been gone long ago.
Next.
Number two, they got to close the border. Three, cut taxes. And four, basically what they have to do is have an actual budget, which we haven't had for about 2 decades now.
I know. You're absolutely right. Love those four. That has to be the minimum. You're a better communicator than Kevin McCarthy. Don't be such a stranger, Jerry, from New Jersey. Let's go to California. David, line four. Welcome, David.
Oh, thank you. Listen, I enjoyed your opening monologue as well as President Trump's speech last night was spot on. What I believe in my heart, and I could be wrong, we have an epidemic of the heart. There are so many black, it's turned black. Our hearts are not right. And here's the problem. It's assassinated common sense.
Yeah.
It's no longer what you look like. We need to understand that we're children of God. And that this, even, no matter what happens in the end, all these people with this in their heart, it will get on them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's the assassination of common sense. Beautifully put, David. Let's squeeze in one more line to Alice, Ohio.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. You've only got a minute and a half. Fire away, Alice.
Okay, here I go. I vote for Carrie Lake to be vice president with Donald Trump. She has experience with the media, which is our enemy. And between the two of them, I think they could handle that. And Mr. DeSantis, he should continue to strengthen Florida and prepare himself to follow Donald Trump's next presidency.
You don't think he should be in the cabinet, in the Trump cabinet, maybe attorney general?
Possibly. No problem there.
All right. I'm starting to scheme already. Thank you, my dear. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't forget the brand new T-shirt, MAGA. It's back. It's like the return of the Jedi. Our new T-shirt, President Trump in that iconic image with his overcoat, with his fist raised. Are you excited that MAGA is back? Go to SebGorkaStore.com. It's fresh. It's just arrived. The return of MAGA, SebGorkaStore.com. Everything made in America, SEBGORKA store.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.